do you mean on kind of normal internet?
Normal, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you have to kind of. There is actually a function on your internet. If I just dig it out again.
So is that just a program that you're able to?
So if I go into Twitter again.
When you use Google, you can sign up.
There is a way of finding every time you're mentioned.
A Google account. And then you can use all the Google facilities. If we look here, you've got Google Images, Google Videos, Google Maps, News, Shopping, Mail. So that's an email account, Google Mail.
Yeah.
Click on More, and you've got all sorts of things down here. Half of them I've never used. Google Calendar. If you're in a team, like I work in a team with two other people, spread out in Yorkshire. So we have three separate calendars that merge together.
Sure.
And so we update our movements. So at any time we can tell where each member of the team is, if we need to get in touch with them. What's coming up, and that also sends me reminders via email every day as to what I've got coming up that day. So that also is a very useful tool. Google Documents emulates Word.
It's going to allow people to subscribe by email.
When I left the company that I was previously working for, I got a bit of work from there on a kind of consultancy type basis.
So now, when I look at the website, click to subscribe to this blog and receive notifications of new posts by email. Sign me up. Someone signs up there.
Right.
Every time you put a new story on your blog, they'll get an email that says, these carers have put some new information up. They can come back and look at it. And you're starting to capture their email addresses, because it'll say to you, you know, it'll store in the back.
Yeah.
Back off area there. Who subscribed to your blog?
Yeah.
Where they're from.
Which means I'm going to have to push another thing back.
So again, you can then add them to your mail list as well, your newsletter list.
So in a way, that was one of my questions, because it's about how do we know whether people would, let's say I set this up, how would I know whether people are using it? So that would be one way, isn't it? That would be one way I would be able to find out.
Yes, let me show you one of my blogs.
Yeah.
So this is one of my blogs that I keep. We have a dashboard area, so it says, right, I've written 346 posts over a couple of years. I'm getting about 50 visits a day. Without me doing much. It tells me which my most popular posts have been this week, which my most popular posts have been all the time. Here are the comments that people are leaving for me. So I've actually got quite a bit of data here on how many people are using the site.
Yeah, I've done a lot of that. That's
so where did you, can you just show me where you found that?
I'll show it on your, show you on your dashboard.
Very vaguely, and I'm like, you might remember me from so-and-so.
Yeah, I mean, you'll certainly tend to go like leverage those contacts you've already got. And again, with your email signatures, include your LinkedIn. If they're on LinkedIn, and they see that, I don't necessarily want to talk to you now and keep emailing you back and forth, but I'll add you to LinkedIn. And then keep people updated from there. And you're going to have people coming back to you eventually.
It just feels very, it would feel very easy to kind of get out the loop and not.